Turn that crap off!
Turn that off!
Right, let's start.
Okay.
Right.
Just like Maurizio Pochettino.
Welcome to what we are calling the Thai Denti podcast because we didn't.
Or
you
but didn't want a better name.
You didn't want to do another name. You wanted to.
I wanted another name.
But Kieran was that bummed. And we thought.
Yeah, because.
Because the name you came out was the Denson Brothers or something. You.
I didn't come up with it. You're just talking shit. I did not come up with Denson Brothers. Denson Brothers.
Denson. Yeah.
What's our last name?
Denti.
Well, why would I call it Denson Brothers?
That was literally.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, yeah, Steve Jobs. Yeah, Apple. Yeah. Oh. Well, let's call it.
What are you on about?
I don't know.
Oh, come up with a name then. The podcast isn't starting until we come up with a name. Go on.
Okay. I think we should call it. I think we should just call it Ronnie.
You've had a few names in the comments.
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus Channel.
Robbie Savage. Alex Turner.
Julian Assange. The guy, the Ecuador ambassador.
Yeah. Right. Anyway. We're going to mainly talk about football or just like that, anything we want, but we'll mainly be on football. It's other videos to do as well as with the reactions. The reactions will still be going, but this is a podcast just because it will help for watch time and it'll be something good, hopefully.
Reaction.
Yeah.
You get to find out that he's actually not that funny. you don't cut it down to 2 minutes.
So you get to know more about us without it being edited all out. Right, so I'll start with the first bit, which is the main bit from the weekend's football. Spurs United.
Oh, amazing.
United got a 1-0 win.
Amazing.
Away at Spurs, so what does that mean? Let's start with, because the main talking point going into it was Pochettino is meant to be the next United manager, and yet he lost.
It was potential that none of the managers, who was going to be the next Manchester United manager at the start of the season, Pochettino or Solskjaer, after that game.
Yeah,
I think the Solskjaer had his, because he'd just come into it, he has the upper hand on it, because he's getting the best out of his team now.
He's got, was it six out of six Prem wins and 7 out of 7 wins in
has he had that many games?
Yeah, that was his 7th game, and he's got.
But the stat is, they've won so many games on trot, and they've gone from 6th to 6th.
Yeah, and
that's is that right?
It's that far
and
behind.
Liverpool, what have we done? We've lost two.
We lost two.
We lost two on the bounce.
One league game. We've stayed in first.
Well, that's why That's why our game was big this weekend.
Oh yeah, just gone. But no, the United game. Yeah, the whole debate of Solskjaer or Pochettino going into the new season. I think Pochettino will stay.
Do you think he'll move?
No, I don't think he'll move.
To be honest, I don't think United's the right club for him.
He was just knocking me like...
What were you thinking?
I had a little rumour that Southgate's going to be Manchester's new.
He was rumoured with him. The only thing with that one was, is Southgate went to 2 Premier League games this weekend and he didn't go to the United Tottenham game. So, whether there's anything behind that.
It's a bad timing as well for him. I mean, it's only come along because he did so well. But you couldn't walk away from England now.
There's no reason he would. He's got the
nation. What's his record at England? It's quite good.
Yeah. Well, England record's amazing. Club record's quite poor.
He's no Sam Allardyce. Sam Allardyce has got 100% record for England.
I've just worked it out.
He's cracked the England.
I've got it.
Football is
not that. I've worked it out. Someone who knows what they're talking about. I've got to work. I've got to do other things. I've got other fish to fry. But the record in itself is amazing. He's one of the best pundits going. He knows he's played at the highest level. He is record.
Did you say Robbie Savage?
Neville. Valencia. Wasn't it Valencia?
Fucking hell,
oh my god.
I honestly thought you were going to say
Do you know what? I couldn't stand him as a player. I can't stand him. He does talk sense. He does talk sense. I'll give him that. But
that's why everyone thought when he was going to take over Valencia, he was going to do so well.
I don't think he was ready.
Ready? Oh my God. Have you seen that bit where he turns around and he's giving someone shit? Well, you know, as a commentator now, he was bagging someone off and someone turned around and says, you can't actually do that. You can't bag another manager off.
I think it was a Carragher.
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been Carragher.
So how can you talk about like win-loss records?
Your record.
Yeah.
That's a thing as well with Henri. Henri did that. Sky Sports. And he's Monaco were in the bottom three in France.
Yeah, he's doing.
And they won. They didn't win the league, but they've been very close behind PSG.
They've been awful. I was looking at the... because I'm battling addiction. I was looking at the bet. I was on Paddy Pan the other night.
Hang on a second.
What are the odds on the
10 pence. Accumulator on a quid.
That's all I'm down to. But no, I was looking at their game and they were against.
It's like sitting next to the Wolf of Wall Street, you know.
Which one is in the series?
And no, they had. They were like. Their odds to win. They were least likely to win rather than draw or.
Who's this?
Against Marseille.
Marseille, alright though.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. If you go back two seasons, Monaco would have been favourites to win by far. So it just shows.
Yeah, no,
Thierry Henry is still one of the best footballers in history.
I still think Neville all the way.
No.
Do you know what? That would be amazing just to see him fall twice.
I can imagine he'd be great in training, actual at the club. Not necessarily.
I think he'd be great in the octagon.
Well, that's.
Against Brock Lesnar. <You're doing> That's where he should be.
The F5.
Oh, mate. Can you imagine him? He'd be like a little kite. Like you. We haven't explained that one yet, have we?
No, check out Wolves to Liverpool reaction.
Yeah.
It's not that funny.
I found it funny.
I was still talking about it the other week after.
So yeah, Pochettino.
Anyway.
Yeah, back to that.
Well, we wouldn't have anything to talk about, but yeah.
No, so we've got Poch as no use. Title hopes for Spurs, gone.
Gone.
Semtex.
We called it. I said probably 2 months ago, even if they're in the running, they're going to burn out. Someone's put Semtex underneath them, mate, and it was always going to happen. They haven't got enough depth.
They've lost too many games as well.
Yeah, and they just haven't got enough depth. They've got great players in the team, but great manager, great club. Biggest thing for them was the disturbance with the ground.
Yeah.
Massive, massive difference. In fact, I don't even know, you tell me now, but will they actually play at their new ground this season?
No, they won't. Not in the Prem, at least. That's the argument.
They're trying to.
Yeah, but that wasn't the argument that... If we've played away at Tottenham, we've played at Wembley, and then United have to go and play at their new ground, it's completely unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a football pitch, but it's completely unfair atmosphere-wise.
It's totally unfair because, you know, as players, you know, you know your end. You know, they water some ends, don't they? They keep it dry. They know they play their particular bits in the groundsman, don't they?
My favourite one of that is, I think it was QPR Stoke. Oh, was it Stoke? Rory Delap. He was at Stoke, wasn't he? Was it something?
Yeah. Oh, and they moved
when they had all the advertising boards like about a metre away or less.
Oh, because he couldn't do his long throw in.
So he actually stood like from here to there. He's like doing this little run up for his long throw. And it's just hilarious. And they complain.
Get an angle grinder out.
That's the best example of like pitch. There was the one in Barcelona the other week. I was looking at that yesterday, or the other week, a couple of months ago, I think, or last season, I can't even remember now, but there was that pitch they played on. It was just divots everywhere, like they were actual...
Well, they were complaining about the pitch last night.
That's ridiculous.
They said it wasn't... It does get used for NFL concerts. It wasn't, like, fresh, but, like...
It wasn't at all.
It can't be that bad, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bubbly.
Honestly, it's like they literally, like the corners, it was more the corners of the pitches. They're a bit like beaten up, but it's
well, way Tottenham are playing, they don't get to the corners anyway.
To be fair, it was one of those narrow games, so it didn't matter.
No, it was narrow because they all played four in the middle. They all both did a diamond. Spurs played a diamond, so United just went toe to toe from four.
What was Moussa Sissoko doing?
He got injured.
Yeah, I know, but what stage did he think he could just run off a hamstring injury? He thought, I've done my hamstring, I'm 30 years old. What's the smartest thing to do? I'm going to try and jog it off.
Well, that's the issue they've actually got. Goes in full. Sissoko's out. Kane got injured right at the end.
Did he?
I don't know how long. Yeah, he got...
He's known for that, though, isn't he? He's got that in his artillery. Yeah, he's a bit... I mean, they put so much pressure on him. It's like...
Well, they've only got an 11, like you were saying. Mm. But the issue is now, they've got a lot out. Dembele's gone, or go in, whether he's gone yet, to China.
Oh, I think he flew out earlier today.
Yeah, it's like this, Dan. Dyer's out. They've got no midfielders.
What about Eriksen?
He's a baller. He's just incredible. He does what he wants. Him and Ali actually controlled that game.
Yeah, but I still even think... I mean, I love Valley. I think he's a great player.
That's a debate.
But he just needs... And it sounds rude, but I'm going to say, I think he needs a bigger club.
Bigger club?
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. He's not exactly...
Would he get to Arsenal 11?
No, you're right. No,
City.
Yeah, he wouldn't. That's the actually, yeah, you're right. I take that back. I take that back. He's probably at his highest level. Yeah.
No, but I just, if anything, he should go.
No, I just think
that like 10k dons.
Do you know what? He'd fit in well with Palace.
Do you want this? He could work at QPR moving the advertisement boards. Did you see that? Was it Tranmere against Tottenham? Where they had the... Don't say yay, you don't know what it was.
7-0.
No, yeah, that game. But like, I'm pretty sure it was that game. It might have been a different one. But they had that
How
guy.
How they fucking played Tranmere? How many... Right, I just want to know. Right, I want to Google this. Right, it might have been the other time they played Tranmere. When? When's the last time? I would love to know the last time Tottenham played Tranmere. I just want to... I actually want to find out. If you know, just let him in. I bet they've... In fact, I would say if they've played each other 6 times in history, I'd be amazed.
I think you're wrong there. I reckon they've played each other more than 6 times.
Ooh, there's the hand.
What, in how long?
In history.
In history, I'll go that.
Yeah, I'd go more than 6 in history.
Would you?
Yeah.
In history.
Tranmere Rovers versus Tottenham Hotspurs.
In history?
Yeah.
6?
Yeah.
I reckon
6 or more, or 7 and over.
Oh, mate. Well, are we splitting hairs? All right. Okay. Can I? Right. Let's do it. Let's do it. No, let's do it right now. Carry on. I'm going
to
do it.
Because your Google searches are poor. You've done this before. You took us to a comedy
show.
Chops,
I didn't even want to get your phone out and get bloody Grindr on there or Pornhub.
Right. This is immature.
Going on to Poch, actually, because he's been criticised. No, he has been criticised because he played Kane last minutes of Tranmere. Like, he did it to please the Tranmere fans, but that's not what he's paid to do.
He's gone and got
and now he's got
injured.
That's what they're saying. He's got...
He could have rested that extra 10, 15.
He didn't even have to travel with the squad, let alone play.
No, I mean, I get why he travelled with the squad, because if they're 2-0 down...
Yeah, but he didn't have to come on at...
So Kane wasn't playing, they brought him on, then he got injured.
20 minutes, six-nil up, and they brought him on with the last 20. Nothing happened, but it's like...
So what's he gone off with?
He, 90th minutes, I think Jones, knowing Jones just came up and...
just belly slides. Kicked him.
Mate, I bet he's got scouts in him somewhere and took him out.
I'm going to find out, because you're taking...
I'm just looking at facts.
Facts. You sound like a
rapper. Facts. Rapper, that is.
Look at that. Man United, Neville's new manager.
Breaking news.
Speaking of new managers, Marcin O'Neill. New Nottingham Forest manager.
Is he?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, no longer in Northern Ireland.
Hey!
Nottingham Forest, they've done well. I found this out earlier.
I like him as a manager as well.
Because I was sat at work and I pressed on my break. Oh, it was like he was rumoured to join them.
Yeah.
And then I checked after because I was excited to find out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it went Martin O'Neill. I'm pretty sure it's confirmed or it's bought like...
Oh, I'm happy with that. Well, if he does a
decent
job.
That's the thing, though, because it's like, is he... He's, like, probably almost too good, and he's also, at the same time, been really bad recently. Yeah. Like, he's had one of the...
I don't watch enough Forest of Championship to know, but, like, he's... I think they're half decent. They're just below the playoffs.
Well, he won the European Championships with them.
You got it? Well, it must be right.
Is it 5.5?
What? It is... One. Oh no, they've played since then, haven't they? So they got last night's one as well. 1939, they played on the 3rd of December and April the 8th. Right? And then the next time they played was 1989.
I knew about
that. And
then a game postponed in
1892. And they played two, obviously. I mean, you can actually say they're playing two games. That's not really fair. They're playing twice, but it's only one game. Yeah, but that's back to back games.
I was quite confident. That's why I was going on about it. I'm assuming they've played more than six.
All right, okay.
I was quite confident they've been in the same league at least once.
Yeah, because it's cup games, it's going to be two rounds. So, okay. If you want to count that on a technicality, then.
They
play two heads, don't they? So, but okay, let's give you that. That's one. Two, and then they played again on 2001. So 1989 to 1990 season, they played obviously those games. And then they played 2001, 2002, they played the doubleheader again. And the time after that was last week. So that's one, two, three, four times. So that's actually two, four, six, eight.
Two legs, so it's been like seven, eight.
So it's eight games.
So, right.
But you want to, it's four times they've actually got drawn. Together then.
Right, how many times?
They've been drawn four times. They've played eight games.
How many times have we played Man City?
You tell me, shut up.
How many times have we played Man City this season?
Who?
How many times have Liverpool played Man City this season?
Must be twice.
No, but there's the second game of the season. So obviously it's only one game because it's the same.
I know
season.
What you mean. But I just want to see where this goes.
What?
You're being an idiot.
Why am I being an idiot?
Because we played them twice. It wouldn't be once, would it?
All right, Chops. I'll give you the eight. I'll give you the eight.
I knew it.
I actually called like under six, but on a thing, I should have said.
Could have called over nine.
I should have said they've met. They've actually been drawn against each other four times. Then, okay, not you know because two fours are what?
I have no idea going into this. Not did you? Let's anyway. Not pretending we know the fixtures.
I'm just going to say, when would you say that Tranmere Rovers ever played?
Just English clubs play each other.
Well, they do, obviously.
Exactly, about eight times.
No. So I'm moving on.
So, right. No, Martin O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, you're getting on this.
Yeah, I saw this earlier, because when I clicked on it, like, I didn't even realise he was in that Brian Clough squad.
Yeah.
On the European.
That's what I mean, like, that's and he was in there. He's a lot of Forest history.
Yeah, he's in there, voted in their all-time 11.
Yeah.
And, like, that's almost something they need because they've had, like, six or seven managers in the last couple of
weeks.
That's
why I was happy when you said that because I knew.
It's
when
it's
did that get appointed? Tonight?
Yeah, today.
That's the big thing.
He's, I think it might not be confirmed, but he's
like. You know, he got the sack. I didn't even put this down because it happened today. Wagner from Huddersfield.
Did he?
Wagner? What makes Wagner?
whatever his name is, he's gone. I don't know if it was sacked, but like probably he wouldn't have left.
So how does Fulham without a manager?
But apparently they're looking. Oh, they were trying to get the Fulham one, but he got sacked from Fulham.
Well.
So they're relegated anyway.
Maybe they should get.
Why don't they get the Forest manager?
Who was the Forest manager?
Kramer.
I thought he
was it the Dutch bloke.
No, he was the old Chelsea assistant, and he moved to Middlesbrough, got them promoted.
Yeah, she did quite
and then
well.
Got them relegated, or left just before they got relegated.
He was actually all right with Forrest. I didn't think he was...
Very good at the back. That's what he's known for.
He got him playing a better style of football. It's just, I feel like they almost...
They couldn't have got any worse without getting relegated.
I mean, to be fair, they were appalling.
Yeah.
That's their last game was hilarious. They play... who'd they play? It wasn't McAtherley.
Oh, well, no, this is coming off beating Leeds... 4-2.
That's right. Yeah.
Leeds who
the
league.
One of the best games I've watched in a while.
Cracking
game.
Goals
wise.
And they play. Not Millwall. Keeper. I don't know. Someone.
I find out who played.
A mid table side away from home. After beating top of the league, Leeds, they lost 2-0. Scored an own goal and got two men sent off. So they're down to nine men by the end.
And they had a goal disallowed as well.
I was going to say a small club like that, but they're not a small club, really.
Reading, that was it. Oh, yeah, because G-Dog was talking about going up there. Mm. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, we'll go back to United, because that's
where we were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's where we were starting. It's probably the most that happened, the biggest thing of the weekend. Are United back? Are they the United?
Well, they're a better United. They're not the United, are they? Because the United challenges for titles.
Did Pogba play?
Did Pogba play? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you watch the game?
I haven't watched, no.
Oh.
A hell of an assist.
Was it?
Oh, Trippier's fault. Like, it's Trippier's fault, but from Man United's standpoint.
Who's he trying to pick out?
I'm just trying to think so. Like, someone in the middle. It was stupid from Trippier, but from then, Man United, like, Pogba's ball over and Rashford.
I'll have to look at that.
Oh, it was.
But the thing with Trippier, who was it in the World Cup? Yeah, Trippier, was he right back, isn't he?
Yeah, they played a right wing back.
Yeah, and he made so many errors.
He had a great World Cup.
It wasn't the World Cup. It was after the World Cup. He had a good World Cup. And then as soon as he came back, he got caught out against us for a couple of games.
No, the World Cup is unbelievable. Mm. He was probably our best player.
Mm.
Maybe, like, if you want to debate Kane because of 6 goals, top goal scorer. Yeah. But world class. And apparently, from what I've heard, he's been poor, what Spurs fans have said. Mm. Like, he's just been caught out. And he's not the quickest anyway.
Yeah.
So when he does get caught out,
he's ball
stuffed
over the top.
Yeah,
and it brings him down as well.
Yeah, well, technically he's very good.
That's kind of the role of a right back in the Premier League, though. You kind of let your team down. You look at all the
what position guys. Do you play, Jobs?
I play right back. No, I play right wing.
He said, "Going well."
I don't play right back. No, I play right wing.
Bench.
No, but you look at all of the top clubs, and their right back is probably their weakest link or the player to let them down in the games. So we'll go Tottenham, Trippier is probably the weak link. Us with Trent.
Yeah.
Mm. Walker for City. You'd have to argue it's him out of the 11.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to let them down. Who have United got?
Ashley Young. Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they'll get caught out there. Chelsea,
yeah, but no one wants to grow up and be a Gary Neville. De Gea, best in the world. You haven't seen any of it, have you?
No.
I was telling you about
He made the most saves this Premier League season just in the second half. So he beat the record this season for most saves in a game just in the second half. It was like 11.
I didn't check
14.
My fantasy football yet. He's my goalkeeper.
Are we still doing that? I haven't looked for weeks.
I haven't looked for about 3 weeks.
We haven't even got money on the line either. So
no, that's why no one's...
My brother Steve wants to win.
He must be the end of playing. I love this.
Oh my God.
It's the first year I haven't even bothered like playing. I love fantasy football. One of the
Why
best
have you done
I
it?
Keep lying to
well,
people
just
about
like,
playing
no
it.
No one's really playing. Like, you two haven't looked, and no money on the line, so it's not like I should bother. I don't know. I like doing it, but it's a bit.
I lie to people about playing. I don't know why.
I know.
People ask me, "Who have you got as your captain?" I'll go Salah. Like, I don't. I'm not playing. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got Salah.
I don't know.
I've got Salah as mine. No, I've not. I had Kane, and then I changed it from Kane to.
Are you playing this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant.
I
don't know
if you're in the lead.
Were you here? You might have been in. Someone who came around, Richie.
I was in, what, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked in and he went, I took Rashford out of my fantasy football. He literally just scored and put in an outfit. She went, oh, so you took out the guy who scored the goal. You brought in a guy who's moving to China next week.
And he also brought in Herrera, who got booked last night, who's known for, it's his third yellow of the season. And he picks up points, but not like massively for a midfielder. Mm. And he took out...
he's actually shit, isn't he? To put in.
And he took out a creative player in midfield. Yeah. I don't know who it was, but...
There's a stat as well. Jorginho, you know the Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Most passes in the Premier League.
1,997.
Yeah, no assists this season.
All right, Rayman.
You're
doing it. Go and get the box of matches and we'll check them on the floor.
What was it? It's De Gea. Did we say it? We say De Gea the best in the world.
Yes, on his day,
definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a debate: best Man United keeper ever. It's pretty like him or Schmeichel. Yeah.
Schmeichel.
I have to say De Gea.
I'd have to say Schmeichel.
This was about coming here. I was trying to prep for this, listen to Talk Sport.
Oh, yeah. So you've learnt nothing.
Nah, I'm just you just get this
some
completely.
Klopp out. We all sack him in City, and it's not this. I don't know what accent I'm going for, but something the same sense.
But no one brought this up on Talk Sport. I was thinking this in the car. How would they be if you swapped them round? De Gea and that team that struggled.
Oh, they're both fit.
Yeah. And Schmeichel on this one, no different.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though.
They're both world class.
Does Schmeichel win as many play of the years as De Gea does then? Does he save them that many times?
Schmeichel was ahead of his time anyway for that sort of, that style of goalkeeper. But, I mean, he wasn't necessarily the same sort of goalkeeper.
Let's hear from the goalkeeper.
Do you know what? Let's look at this, right? I think Schmeichel was protected a lot more.
That's what I mean. So it's De Gea, like, is a much better United.
But I think Schmeichel would still be able to do exactly what De Gea's doing.
Schmeichel's like, in so much a much better side.
Shot stopper, like one on one.
Yeah.
Was
Schmeichel was.
How do you do a one on one?
Grubbler.
Rain,
yeah, one on one's intimidation as well. And
Schmeichel. Look at his son.
He could scare people just in the tunnel. And like strikers go one on one.
Oh yeah, themselves. Yeah, yeah. Well, they do that with our keeper.
De Gea does wear a bit of hair gel. Okay.
De Gea's just with his feet.
That's racist.
What did he say?
About hair gel with their hair.
Let's change this quickly before this gets pinned back. So yeah, he's good, definitely man the match.
While we're on that note, we can change the camera so we can cut out your racist comment at the end.
That's good timing.
Quite good timing.
Yeah, so, this can be the issue doing this because both cameras die and we're not at a stage yet where we can get an actual cameraman. We've got to get up and stop it.
Count to 20.
Yeah. So if it's a bit all over the place, blame
the alcohol.
No, I've got nothing to do with it.
The last bit actually on the United game, Rashford is now United's main striker, Lukaku's bench.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is someone important?
You got somewhere else you need to be.
Yeah.
I think Rashford's a great player.
There we go. Right, moving on. We'll leave it on
that. I know who's going to be the United manager next season.
Yeah, here's my thing. Would I have Rashford or Lukaku? I'd have Rashford. Why? Because he works his ass off. He knows Lukaku's a fat, lazy striker to me.
Yeah.
He's lazy. He's a lazy and he doesn't... He's so frustrated and he's like Berbatov. Berbatov, amazing... world-class player...
Yeah.
On their day, but doesn't do enough throughout the season.
And that's the thing. That's the difference.
Oh, you got to have
don't,
it.
Don't come at Berby like that. I love Berbatov.
I love Berbatov as well, but Berbatov was lazy. He was a lazy player.
It was the laziest player you'll ever see. Yeah. He didn't need to run.
I think if you're lazy, you need to be.
Oh, he did, mate. He
you
did.
You need to be Ronaldo, Messi, Hazard, Usain.
Berbatov.
But they all run. They all run.
Technically, Berbatov is one of the world's best players in the world. Footballer, nowhere near.
Yeah, you need to. If you're going to be that lazy, if you're technical, like Firmino's technical, not as technical as Berbatov, but then he runs about to like completely level up.
Like, why Berbatov technically, I'd say, is as good as the best players in the world.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying.
No. Yeah, but he doesn't win enough games. He doesn't like Messi you a game. Hazard win you the game. Mm. Berbatov like gets the goals, but he's.
Well, it depends how you play.
What was his position? He was centre forward.
He's an out and out striker. Yeah.
Yeah, but those you can be that, but then you need the team to do more around you. If you've got to hit real high numbers, if you're going to be that lazy, as lazy as he was.
If you're losing, if you lose or draw 0-0 or 1-1 all. And you've got someone like Lukaku, right? And he hasn't busted his balls. I swear to we all play football. You look at him and just go, mate, step it up.
Yeah.
Step it up. You know, we all know you can bang the ball away. We all know that you're strong on the ball. Put the ball on the back of the net. But if you're not doing that, you have to work your ass off. One of the best players in the world that I've ever seen in my life to close the ball down. And to make you an absolute gone,
Carlos Tevez.
Spot on.
That's why Berbatov worked because Carlos Tevez was
They had him.
It was Tevez was just
and
like
Rooney ran as well.
Yeah, but he was a monster. Tevez was a monster.
Tevez, like I used to get tired watching him.
Amazing. You would not give the goalkeeper a back pass because tell you what, if you did, you knew he would still close you down if it was 30, 40 yards away. You know what I mean? He'd run onto it. He'd be jogging onto it. As soon as he realised you took that second touch, mate, he was on you.
Yeah.
And the man, I'd love to know how many goals he sneaked from that. Because he pressurised him. And then the goalkeeper gets pressurised, gives it out to the right back. and all of a sudden, he don't know what to do with it. I'll do the dance for you again, Chops. He don't know what to do with it. And all of a sudden, it's like you created a crossover and it's a goal. But when you've got someone like Lukaku, who doesn't bust his balls, he only busts his balls when he wants to.
That's why they're putting him on 20 minutes
a
game.
It's like Rashford's doing a lot more work than him, like for the team.
Yeah.
And he's scoring more than him as well. But like, it's not even just the work rate or the desire to win the game or play for the team.
He got the winner yesterday.
Yeah, he's got, was it, 4 in 5 games?
So he's
got,
wow.
Like, especially since Solskjaer's come in. They've got
he's got more years on him as well. So if he's that good, then... His record now for United is better than Ronaldo at this stage.
How old is he? He's 21. Really? 21. He's had 96 appearances for United.
Yeah.
What, already? 96?
That's ridiculous. I think it's 96. That's
ridiculous. He's going to crack 100 this season, I think.
No, easy.
100 appearances.
I was waiting for him to give me shit and you jumped in.
I know. I literally saw it and I thought, why am I saying this?
There's only two. There's only two.
Yeah, but they
don't play with us. Oh god. Yeah, no, that's fair play to him because I would have him in my squad without a doubt.
But again, to our squad,
who would he take?
No, Salah.
Yeah,
he's
getting to
He's not an out and out. I'd have him on the wing.
Is
he better than Mane?
I'd take Shaqiri out of the squad and put him up top.
Yeah, but that's not a fair swap.
Yeah, but if you had the
that's
three
not
in
a fair
big
swap.
Game. Mane, Firmino, or Salah? Does he replace
He's not going to take Salah. He's not going to take Mane.
Sad thing is that he'd take... hello.
We have done.
My laptop is.
It's here.
We got outside interruptions.
There you go. Don't whip me, boss. Wait.
Yeah, if this picture's all over the place, because Kieran took out the light,
and my girlfriend came in, and
girlfriend.
Oh, at least I've got one. At least mine didn't.
Well, that's just hard. That's a bit hard. Keep that in.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was I saying?
I don't even know if I said if the camera died on that one because.
Yeah, we kind of pointed out there was.
We sort of said,
I thought it was 30 minutes, not 20. I apologise.
Oh, well. What if anyone's watching
I was
this
mid,
long.
I was mid saying something.
Let's move on.
No, I remember I was saying words. I remember.
Right, was it Rashford?
Oh yeah, about the front three. Okay. Like, this is the thing. It's harsh, but it would probably have to be Firmino, just purely because.
Would you swap him for Firmino?
No chance. What, a swap deal?
Firmino, but he's the starting 11.
No, mate. Firmino is the first player that you actually put on the pen to
Van
paper.
Dijk.
We're talking about the three players. Who would you take out? Right. You know, I would have Firmino. I mean, I love Salah.
I don't mind this, but banging on table constantly from you. I've been watching both of you. You've both been doing this constantly. I'm thinking, this mic's really getting about. It's going to not hit any of us. Just going to hit constantly. I left it a year and then you start doing it again. I'm gonna have to say
that's so. His fault. It's
everyone's tapping. Everyone thinks they're playing the keyboard.
It's got Morse code. What? Neville's manager. my answer to this would be that no one, Rashford could not take any of our positions on the positions that are available.
I think that's
Couldn't do it.
4 out of 5 goals. I think that's
couldn't do it.
I'm not saying.
No, because why I'm saying it is I think he disrupted the formula that we've got.
I'd say.
If he got into our team, I think he'd have to take Mane, but I wouldn't swap him for Mane.
No.
He'd have to play on the left because he couldn't do what Firmino
does. I think Mane's just coming into his own.
Yeah, no, I'd have Mane over him, but if he was going to play in that our team, it'd have to be on the left.
To be honest, I'd rather have. Yeah. After the season, it's nothing on Mane. He's still had a great season. The season you've had at the front three, Mane's been very poor compared to the other two.
I think he gets a lot of stick though. He's very good.
Have you seen the chances he wastes?
Yeah, I know.
How many chances he makes for himself, I know. That's impressive.
I'm saying over
Rashford.
Yeah.
Rashford this season has been a lot more clinical.
That's in centre forward.
But he's going to look like that. I mean, he's an out-and-out striker. I mean, is Rashford going to take Pogba's position.
No, because they're playing completely different positions.
No, I mean, wouldn't... You know what I'm trying to... I know
is
what
he going to take Ashley Young's position?
I'm trying to say...
Dang, it might not be the best.
You said he's playing out and out striker, yeah?
Yes, and I want to see you go with this Pogba angle.
Right. So, all right, Lukaku, I meant...
So
Neville, will you fuck off?
I'm sorry.
Karen, I'll sort this camera out.
No, I wouldn't have him in my squad. I wouldn't lose a player for him in the positions
it's
now.
It's hard to say though.
Another season, different story.
It's hard to say though because we don't have him in our team, and it's not. I'm not talking about disrupting the advance. I'm talking about in general. Why, like, if we went out, we do need to, almost another striker. Oh. I don't know, to challenge for a title. Because you look at City, they've got Aguero, Jesus.
After watching Sturridge and Origi, they were dreadful.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, appalling. They were bad. That game, I know it's like completely taken away from what the pundits did say, but the movement was shocking.
Dead.
Mm. Honestly, like, it literally was like, no one in the training we did this just where you split the pitch like that into thirds, into threes. And you've got the two strikers where they can't go into the two thirds of the pitch. And even then, there's that bit down the middle where they split into two half. They just weren't.
what are you laughing at?
Two
halves now. I just waiting for the quarters. So, race basically, when we've got the thirds going on, quarters going on, and the halves going on.
Let's move on. We've been on Unite for nearly a good half an hour,
and that's all they're worth.
Yeah,
they're gonna. You know what? Two more I would. Down. I mean, I'm not nothing against Man United. Everything. Yeah. I'd love them to get just make
relegated.
Not relegated. Just probably make seventh. That'd be nice. Seventh position.
Who's going to get in that top six?
I just don't want Man United in the top six.
I don't either.
Get them seventh. That'd be fine.
Well, most of you has probably clicked off as a Liverpool fan channel. We spent half an hour on Man United to start with. So,
I mean, the majority was about Gary Neville. Like,
That makes it better.
I don't even like the club. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You've been bagging them off.
Right, the other big one, I did that discredit actually, saying that was the only big game. West Ham beat Arsenal 1-0.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, Arsenal top four.
No.
Well, United are level on points with them now.
Tottenham
are more on a.
It's still top really four tight. Yeah. I'd say. Well, definitely Liverpool City, because that's Liverpool in there, trying to get some fans back. Tottenham, third, and.
Chelsea seem to be doing just all right.
That's the thing, though. I don't think Arsenal. At the moment have someone like Hazard in their team which will win them games week in.
Well, they have an Ozil that's not even getting on the bench.
The third month he's been left out of
it's
the
debate that you were having there, because I was saying to Sakiran away from camera, it's the first one we've done, that Ramsey, would you keep Aaron Ramsey because he's on the move? I think he's going to Juventus, it seems like.
Yeah, I think he's agreed to
do it. On a free transfer in the summer.
The sixth month deal.
So he's going at the end of the season. Would you keep Aaron Ramsey?
What, and play him and then...
Well, the debate is, do you keep Arsenal fans love him because he scored like
goals
in the final. He's very good. Yeah. The issue is, yes, you'd like to keep him.
Has he got his heart there for the team?
I think it's just like, and he's good, but he's not that good. And I think he's on at least $100,000 a week there. The issue is, you'd like to keep him, but you've got to get rid of him and got to get rid of Ozil so you can bring other players in. Arsenal shouldn't be in this financial issue.
They have Elneny on their books, don't they?
No, but like Ramsey's on big pay and he's been there for a while. Is he going to be the number 10 or centre mid that wins you or gets you in the top four?
He's not going to want to get injured either.
When they were renowned for that.
I don't know who wants to get injured.
He's good.
I'm saying is.
He's good, but he's not that good.
It's the same way that... it's not completely the same because City don't have it. That's like... If you're aiming for a league title, you need to...
Got to have depth all the way through. Every position's got to be...
I think Aaron Ramsey's good enough to be in a...
Arsenal.
Title-winning side. But not necessarily even making the bench each week. That's the thing, though.
He's a weird one.
I could see, like, obviously they wouldn't, there's no reason for them to with the squad they have, but City could sign Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah.
And it would be a good signing because someone gets injured, like Silva's out, he comes in on the bench, for example. I mean, they don't need it because of the
he's at that weird standard where he's very good, but he's not the world class. And he has to accept as you want to play.
Look at the teams that win titles.
Yeah.
You've got to have that depth. You've got to have someone who's almost like for like. You know, you're taking someone on. You don't, like we did Liverpool like two seasons ago, and then you bring someone and you go, oh no. No, you're not bringing it. You know, that's
Spurs
it.
Spurs' issue now.
Yeah, and it's like what we did the other night. We haven't, if we get a problem now at Liverpool, if we get a problem and we have to bring Sturridge on, now I have faith in Sturridge.
Yeah.
I think he's a great player. He's not world class. He's a great player, but you're going to bring you can bring him on and he'll do a job. And he's done that before. You know, we've brought him on the 80th minute.
Yeah.
He never gets a full shift. You know, it's not very often you get Sturridge and he'll come on and do what 20 minutes.
I think he's as good as bringing on Balotelli. To be honest,
forget we had him.
Yeah, it's rumored to come back to the Prem according to some article that I didn't click on, but I don't know which club.
That what a biggest waste of money you've ever spent.
You'd be on big payers, man. Oh, it wouldn't be cheap.
Where is he? Was it Napoli?
AC
Milan.
AC Milan, that's right, yeah.
I think having Sturridge is as good as having Balotelli in the way that he's not going to... He'll get you goals.
Yeah.
He'll get them occasionally in big games, but that's just because he's got that ego about him.
Doesn't he look great when he turns up? He looks great when he turns up.
He's been dreadful, especially in that Wolves, but I don't want to think about slagging him off too much. He did get us that late equaliser against Chelsea.
This is what I'm saying.
Got us that goal against Chelsea. Mm. Well, the thingy, last season. And it was still slagging.
Yeah, Hendo's still playing, though, good amount in big games.
It's like... The big goals, he's getting them, but that's because it's literally his job. We're crediting him for doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, why are we meant to be challenging for a title? We should be having Jesus. They don't. They literally have a go at him, and he scores more than they get. He gets stick at times, doesn't he, for not actually producing as much as say Aguero does, and like when he plays when Aguero's out injured. But Jesus, compared to Sturridge, is creating so much more. He's like 10 times the player, and he's. And he's still not good enough at times for their club.
Yeah, he's 10 times the wages.
The thing I love about this so far is we're going really in depth, but I look back down what we're talking about. We go completely off.
What is this? We're talking about Arsenal West Ham.
We brought it back to Liverpool.
Oh, happy birthday when this was recorded. Happy birthday, Declan Rice.
That was my next topic, and I want you to speak back because he's your boy. You know him. I don't think you've got a clue, really. I just don't think I'm not even that.
What do you mean I don't have a clue?
Declan Rice.
Who plays for West Ham?
I told you one stat about him earlier.
You haven't told me nothing. I told you about the bloody goal. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? No, you didn't. I watched the game live. All right. Do you want to do one? I know I'm going off topic again, but do you know West Ham's midfield of Declan Rice and Mark Noble? Unbelievable.
This is the top four I'm more impressed with.
That it's just unbelievable. Mark Noble just does this.
You can hear. Are you serious? Turn the bloody thing off.
No.
We're having a debate whether Corey should be on.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want to check mine as
well? Why has mine gone off?
Oh dear, this is all tits up, isn't it? We're having.
I said. Turn
Mine's not recorded again.
What's wrong with you, you simpleton?
Why is it not recording?
Right, I'm gonna pause this. We'll be back in a second.
Oh. Hello.
We are
take 28.
Bye. Right. I'm gonna quickly go through it because
my son's like not all there.
Yeah. So if you are, this will be the main thing was YouTube, but also will be on iTunes and Spotify. Yeah, we're getting big, but
my mate's just been on Spotify. The band's called Soulhole, Soulhole. His name's Jordan Digby. Amazing, check him out.
I'll let him have the plug because he's a cool lad.
He's a very cool lad.
But yeah, if you are listening to it, it probably sounds a bit of a mess. As firstly,
we're still talking about Jordan.
It's not the band's really good. It's
the band's great.
The band's great.
It's to die for.
This podcast, we don't know how it sounds yet. Now it seems all right. We've been laughing. We've actually been surprised. We've actually made some valid points to a lot of conversations. But firstly,
that Neville's a shit manager.
Yeah, it might sound dreadful. I'm watching, looking at the audio here. It's a bit all over the place. We don't know. Video, whether this on YouTube, you'll find out because it'll be on the channel. So if you're watching this, then I managed to fix it. If not,
it might just come up. Know. It might come up as video and then just picture.
Yeah.
And
so hopefully people are listening to this first. So check out the channel. If it is on there, then you can watch it. If not, then hopefully the next one or so ever many will be on it.
And these are my videos. Two boys.
Yes. So
how much you had to drink in that little winter?
Not enough to put my armor in.
I was talking about Declan Rice quickly.
Well, yeah. So the camera, if it is, has been playing up. So hopefully it works next time. But
quickly, can I quickly?
We'll go until the camera dies. Give me Declan Rice. What's he got?
Declan Rice. I just think. I mean, I don't mean you haven't watched much West Ham.
No.
I've watched some West Ham a lot.
Are we still talking about football? Ham and Rice.
Do you know, it is a fun one.
Do you know what they were selling Tesco's?
Do you know what his nickname is?
Ice Ice?
No, it's like...
Salami.
The balsamic Busquets. Because his name's Rice, Balsamic Rice, and he's like Busquets.
Hey, you're moving on.
Yeah.
You have that's actually good trivia. That's good point.
That's a good nickname. Anyway, so...
What do they call you in the change room?
Queer.
Cut that out.
Yeah, I said, I thought it's not the best thing to say on camera.
No, not really, because everyone knows it anyway.
Brilliant, yeah. They call you.
Brilliant?
I think I'm having a broke. Can't film a prom.
Oh, it's brilliant, it is. He's got a friend, you know. So
Declan Rice, I was talking about.
Oh, yes, you were talking about Rice and Ham.
He's, no, honestly, he just, I think you saw earlier on Match of the Day in that game against Arsenal, the amount of times he picked up the ball, and that block against, was it Lacazette or Aubameyang, where he literally has a tap and he has an open goal virtually for him. He gets his foot there, he drives through players, and it's the way he links up with Mark Noble. Like he drives through two players, I believe, and then passed another. Play it back to Mark Noble, and there was, I think it was three times where Mark Noble in that game sent Arnautovic over the top one on one with the keeper, and it's just the weight of passes. It is like Michael Carrick, Cesc Fabregas esque sort of standard.
They're trying to get.
They've got a good understanding, haven't they? Between each other, Noble and Rice.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can see it. You can see the way they link up. It's not. It's.
They're trying to get him to be Irish, to be English. He's Northern Irish, isn't he?
Yeah. We had the debate. He was born in London, but
He's been playing for the under 21s. Is it for Northern Ireland? Yeah. I think he played.
So what I'm saying then? So he has. I know that he has to make. Yeah, but if he's playing for Northern Ireland for the under 21s, It's not valid. So when it comes to becoming a big boy,
yeah,
he has to make a decision whether he's going to stay with the Northern Ireland or England.
He hasn't got that long to make the decision.
No, it's like coming up, but he's been approached by both for a while now.
Oh, he's got to go England, hasn't he?
Does he get many caps? Or a bigger point, does he actually feel English? Like, he might feel, I'm actually English, I'm Northern Ireland, or I'm Irish.
Yeah, but you want to... This is no disrespect to Northern Ireland, but you want to play...
So many racial undertones.
Well, it's not. You want to play at the highest level you can get. I know, blame your country.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing to you, though. Like, who would you pick?
England. Australia or England?
Yeah.
I'd play for England.
Yeah.
The reason being, that's the high. Even though I played for Western Australia, state amateurs, Shamrock Rovers. But even if that was the case, I would still want to play to the highest level, and that would be English football.
Yeah, but you got honestly for him. He's 19, so he might be looking at this like, am I going to be this good? Am I going to have this much hype surrounding me in 3 years' time?
He's the same age as you, almost. So what would you do? You've got the choice of playing for Australia or England. What would you do?
My standards.
No, not your standards, because your standards are shit. Right? I'm talking about the standards
of a Premier League footballer.
You know, you've got the opportunity, right? You're getting approached
not a
by...
a right back on Sunday League.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, right, and this is to be fair, he's a half-decent player. He cuts the best oranges you've ever seen in your life.
cracking ball, boy. Take great, it was
the lighting's perfect.
Well, when he actually presses the button, it's great.
Yeah, exactly. It's that good. We've only got one.
If I was him, England or Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm in England.
You're born in England, but you've got dual nationality. So what would you be able? What would you do?
It honestly depends on what he wants. Does he want to play at the highest standard, or does he want an international career? International career, Ireland.
Yeah, best you can get. England. That's very true. That's very true.
Because there's, also we're coming off a great England side, so there's incentive to playing in that, to trying to get into that squad that could win a World
Cup. Is it better to be in a team that may win something once? Then Northern Ireland winning not a lot. What are Northern Ireland going to win apart from qualifying
an occasional and, friendly?
You know what I mean. No, what are they actually going to win? I mean, that's with all due respect, but
qualify for the Euros.
And that's, you know, but England could go on and win. You know,
this just says was he film
off? Yeah, it's very.
Well, I know what I pick. I'd pick, and you know, as much as I want to play for Australia because that's the country, I'd always go for England because I'd want to play at the highest level, and that's what anyone does as a footballer. You want to play at the highest level of football that you can ever do, and that's why I play for Shamrock Rovers.
Funny, I didn't even have to look. I just feel the tension.
No, he's but back to Declan Rice in his football sense. He's definitely worth just watching. Highlights of him.
I'll watch him because you've hyped about him a lot.
Yeah, it's every game I've watched him, he kind of just controls that midfield, and especially at that age. The reason why I think he doesn't.
How old is he?
90. Oh, he's 20. 20 today. He is. Happy birthday.
Trick question.
But the reason he's not getting as much hype is because he's not necessarily doing the Marcus Rashford's thing at that age where he's outstanding. Like, he's not that kind of player.
Don't get headlines.
But that's why he's kind of, people are saying, well, Marcus Rashford's doing that at that age, so he's being a bit overhyped. He's not. He's literally playing as a solid Premier League midfielder, which, not being funny, Arsenal don't have at the moment. Do they?
Yeah.
Like, Tottenham don't have a player like Declan Rice at the moment. The closest you'd say is Eric Dier, and I'd to be honest, in my team, I'd rather have Declan Rice than Eric Dier.
Yeah, I would as well.
Just looking at the way they both play, I think Eric Dier has so many more mistakes than Declan Rice does. Like, just purely, and that's an inexperienced player. I know Eric Dier's at 22.
I didn't know you knew this much about football.
I didn't either.
I was quite intrigued to see how this went.
I've had so many Googles. That's why I turned the camera off, because I wanted to Google. Yeah, I knew my Northern Ireland.
I just think you've got a little fascination about Rice.
Yeah, right.
It's warranted what you're saying. It's like, you know, Rice. Well, I've seen of him, and I haven't seen hardly anything of what you have, because obviously you've got, like, you know, your rose tinted glasses with him. That'd be Gary Neville again. Yeah. But no, he's what I saw him on the weekend, and now he's been highlighted. He puts himself about, doesn't he, and he holds the position.
He holds
that position, and that's strong. No, but it's what he does. He holds that ball out, and like that touch that he did in the 6 yard box. He was just about to dig it away. Put his toe punt into the bottom corner. He gets a little touch on it. Goes out for corner. That's the difference between someone going down 1-1 or losing 2-1.
Speaking of blocks, I know we're going to wrap it up, but Fabinho at centre back.
He's done quite well.
The one thing is. That he played against. I mean, he had a good game, but there were one or two times where he was playing against. And I only saw the highlights of that game because I couldn't get the full. There was no way of seeing the full version of one on TV because I'm not a true fan. I won't go to the games. Cheers, the Times YouTube comment section.
Ah, well, that's one topic that I will bring up. We'll go through the comments.
All right. I haven't seen one comment. I'll get the best comments. Can I slag him back?
Yeah, no.
Can I give it back to him? I've
responded to one or two, but I thought there's like so much the same stuff. Like, we'll do a podcast and we will just go through them.
I might put my hair up like Robbie Savage. I might do the old look. I might go for that.
Yeah. Emphasis on old.
Yeah.
No, what was I saying? It was about. I've forgotten now. We don't go to games. From what I saw, there was three occasions where Fabinho was playing. I know he's not a natural centre back, but he was playing against an out of form Glenn Murray, who hasn't, after last game, I think he hasn't scored in his last seven. which is poor because he's had a great season up to that point, but he hasn't scored. He's been quite poor the last like 6 weeks. And he, there were so many chances where he left him with a golden opportunity. I know he's out of form, so he's not taking them. But if you put that against a first half of the season, Glenn Murray, that could have been quite easily two goals. Like he gave him a free header in the box, which you could just tell by the way the ball came down. Van Dijk looked over at Fabinho like,
honestly,
it must be so frustrating for him because he's so good.
Yeah,
I never had that feeling of being good at anything. No, I remember. Imagine being good at something. No, imagine like.
You get used to it, mate.
If we had.
Right, can we.
Yeah, right. No, but this is what I was going to say. Right, there was only like a few more things on it. Do you want to quick fire round them or do a long one tomorrow? What do you actually.
I think, I want to talk about one thing as well, which is massive. No, I do. Really want to say this. With January. Transfer, right? Ooh, I want to get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Who's going to come in and mix it up? Who's going to come in and make the squad better? Are Liverpool going to buy? Do we need to buy? If we're going to buy, is City going to buy? Do they need to buy anyone?
There's
a camera there.
I was going to do an auction.
You did a point at the camera. There's no kiss there. It's because they've all broken.
It's because you don't push the bloody button.
I'll push your button.
No, but also, we can do that next on the next. I'll check more of the details. You can. But do you want to? Do you actually want to do a full one tomorrow? You commit.
Do a quick fire.
Oh, you want to? Is that the choice? Quick fire.
No, commit it again tomorrow, long for this one, or wrap it up now.
Please don't tell me it's cut off. If it cut off,
we recording.
Yeah, let's go.
I honestly came up saying memory card can't be used, so we'll have a look.
Oh my god, they're still getting tits up.
I will kill him.
Yeah,
I will kill you.
We're just finding out now for listeners.
Honestly, like, I'm not joking. It hasn't recorded. Like, I'm
are you fucking serious?
I'm 100%. I'm laughing, but I am actually upset.
What's happened? Your camera's meant to be the better one.
I know, it's in the first video, it's great.
Chops.
It just didn't work. What minute are we on?
13.
I don't know why it wouldn't work then.
So nothing, you got nothing?
I've got nothing.
So, right, let's get this straight. I know, because I'm going to lose my shit here.
We're still recording.
So we've done this, right?
We've been going for
an hour. This is the third time, right, that he's turned around and says, it's not working. Yeah. And I said to him, why don't you stand up and go and check it? Oh, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think of that. Right, so he's done it again.
Yeah. Third time, lucky. So we've had nothing.
We've got nothing out.
Hey, if you, I might put this on YouTube and literally have no video, but you just have an audio version.
Oh, that's
going to
kill him.
It's not a watchable one, but like you have a other podcast where you just, it's a picture. Just so I get one up. Next one we do, there will be, you'll see us in the
flesh. You can't make stupid promises like that.
I'm just shocked about your.
I think it's something to do with the memory card. Like,
not to be funny, but like you know when I just say make sure and check.
What happened to it? I did make sure.
Well, it's done a great job. Cut out a free. We got 20 minutes out of an hour.
So I was talking about Mark Noble.
Wrap it up. What do you want to do?
I actually want to kill Chops.
We'll do that off audio.
I actually want to feed him to the
pig. I just wish I knew there was going to be no video. I've been dying to pick my nose.
Your nose now. Right. Don't wipe anywhere.
Quick fire round. Go for
you'd
it.
Rather not do one.
No,
just fire
I've lost the will to live.
Right, we'll fire it quickly. It'll still be audio.
Okay.
So all this debate and hassle with the camera has been for nothing. But at least we now know. Okay. At least it's fair.
So we do one word answers if possible.
What you can do what you want actually, because it's audio. So okay. Done up and quick. So. And now Mitch is going to China. Good, bad, what's it mean?
Good, get rid of. Don't play for the club, go.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like
great team. Player. Not good enough to actually like keep someone like Dalglish, like Paisley, Shankly, Orthed.
Elderly.
You don't want to play for the club, bye. Yeah. No one's bigger than the club.
I feel very bad for West Ham because they have just started to get a very solid squad.
I like him, but
yeah. Bye.
I think he's not big enough to have that attitude, that ego about him. Where they have Chicharito, obviously Javi Hernandez, and Andy Carroll.
Mm.
And then I'm not sure.
He's talking about restaurants then.
That's good.
I can't stop laughing.
I can tell in your face you literally zoned out.
You turned purple.
Oh, I actually didn't know what you were talking about then. I thought, what, with the Colonel?
They look at that front four they've got now, Antonio. They've just brought in Nazari. They've got, what's funny about Nazari?
They've got
Antonio, Nazari, Arnautovic. Who else they've got? They've got
it's a four, like Anson.
Quick round.
So it's a massive shame for them to lose, but he's not big enough for.
Ronnie's asleep.
In a nutshell.
Right, quick round shots means like you in bed.
Massive loss. massive loss.
Yeah. Right, next one, go on. Get rid of him. Go on. I want one of those buttons. You push it when it opens up and you fall through the water. Go.
Suarez is leaving Barca, apparently.
Is he?
He's going, like, he's 30, 31. He's getting older.
He'll be going to China.
Possibly. But or the replacement they're going for is Morata at Chelsea.
Really? Not good enough.
You say that, I think he would be.
Do you?
It's the league he's in, I reckon. He misses so many chances, but that's because I don't think he's good enough.
I think he did better at Barca, but if he went Champions League, you played him. It's a bit.
I don't think he's good enough or consistent enough to play in the Prem. In La Liga, yes. He proved it in La Liga. He wasn't great in La Liga.
I see what you're saying.
He was good in Serie A with Juventus, wasn't he? He was absolutely class. And that's because the league is just. It's not as bad as the Championship necessarily, but it may as well be compared to the Prem. I'd say of standard of team. Okay,
I know it's a quick round, but just how many teams in the Serie A would get into the Premiership?
I'd say three, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, none because they're all Italian clubs. But
quick round.
You have Richard Keys, where you came out same.
Oh, this is the stupidest thing you'll ever hear.
So he's being slaughtered.
Do you have the actual?
Yeah, I've prepped for this kid. Have
you got what Rio Ferdinand said?
No, okay, but you can say what Ferdinand said.
Basically, what I can't even remember now. Basically, Ferdinand's come out saying, like, about how Mike actually gets almost a lot of stick. And more in general about the club and everything and about how
a lot of the blame's his fault.
What, in a good way or a bad way?
No, he's saying in a bad way. Like, Ashley's getting a bit of stick.
So Rio's given Ashley shit.
No, he's backing. Not massively, but he's just saying, look.
It's not all his fault.
What has he done to the club? He's saying
Benitez picks the team, so you can't blame Ashley for that. The only thing you could say is money, but like that, it's not all down to money. And then Richard Keys has come out saying the stupidest thing
Richard Keys came out saying, well said, Rio Ferdinand. If Rafa loves Newcastle, as he says, spend some of his own money. He's got enough. Management is about teamwork. Why should it always be Ashley? Buy it. It's still for sale. They're in the bottom three, and Rafa is responsible. He picks the teams.
Oh, shut up.
Like, how stupid is that?
Buy Newcastle.
Like, honestly, when you buy Newcastle.
You know, it's not that. Neville, I've told you, right, nothing after nine. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous, right? First of all...
It's not his job to pay.
First of all, he's actually employed by the club. He runs Newcastle as a business.
Yeah.
Right? And that's everyone knows that. Look at Arsenal, look at Tottenham. You know, they've all got money because they run it as a proper business. The day you actually don't do that is the day that the club's going to go fold.
Well, could you imagine working at a bar, and they said, oh, we just run out of... we just ran out of Fosters. You nip down Tesco and buy some out of your own money. Put them...
Oh, no, they do that in my local.
Oh, do they? Yeah, can you imagine how
ridiculous... No, I was going, oh, I didn't get another bottle of Glenfinnick. Hang on, so I'm just going down to Tesco's.
Could you imagine working somewhere and them asking, oh, out of your own money, yeah, can you go restock for us? Yeah. It's just a ridiculous... He's literally employed by them to do their management.
So stupid.
I've never heard anyone say a manager ever since I've been alive. I've never ever heard anyone say a manager go and buy the club.
Yeah, we just buy for players.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I tell you what,
some washed up on Sky Sports.
Go and give some of your money away to the manager and see what he does. And then you can see how good, like, Man United spend 400 million and do fuck all.
Hey, leave him Richard Keys. Only went on this because you sent the password, the new one for BT, last night, and I thought, I'll go on it.
This is cracking.
I'll go on it quickly.
Go on.
Nothing on. I thought, oh, it's a bit dead. Saw Perth Glory on.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll give it a watch. Watch the highlights. Watch it. 2-0 down, 2-1, then we go 3-1 down. We're like 20 to go, and I thought, 3-1, I might turn it off. Literally working on the laptop, had it on the background, 3-2. 3-all. 4-3, we won the game.
Perth Glory, top of the league.
Oh, just so you know, I had trials for Perth Glory. Didn't make it because I was a bit old. I was about 25 years of age.
Old?
I had trials, yeah.
How are you old at 25? That's your peak.
Not really, because I was... Actually, look, how old are you?
Was that the excuse they gave for 25-year-old?
I tell you what, when you were born, I was supposed to go to Malta, and your mum wouldn't let me. Well, she wouldn't let me. She asked me not to go. Yeah, I was whipped. And she said to me about not going because you were just about to be born. So
seems reasonable.
What was that? 96.
So that's the only reason you're not playing.
So 96. So I'm just trying to work out. I was probably like mid-20s. So anyway. Yeah. So I had trials.
It's a great result.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how well
they were doing. And they have a great support.
They're top of the league.
Yeah. Great support as well.
Yeah. Right, we are 6 points.
The Shed. We're called The Shed. Perth Glory.
Oh, yeah. I put some on Instagram. Follow all the links. Actually, they're not even going to be on the video version. Next video links for every social media will be up. But check my Instagram. So I put the highlights for the game. And I put the table up.
Perth Glory one?
Yeah. Oh, and cool. I put the table up. And I was going to put... At the top of it, up the glory before. It sounds a bit weird, that.
Up the glory.
I typed in and thought...
Chops is looking at me because he knows I'm going to say... You like that, don't you, Chops?
So I thought I might stay clear of that one. I'm just
they're a top team.
Top one. David Brooks, new contract apparently coming.
Is it?
50k a week, doubling. I know he'd love that.
I love David Brooks. Quite honestly, I think he's got so much. He's like a young Phil Foden.
Yeah, he's class.
And Phil Foden's a young Phil Foden.
And I did have one more topic, but I want to go a bit more in depth, so I think I might leave it for that next time. It was, and you can plan it for whenever.
I don't like planning things like
you
that.
You want to?
No, just let me wing it. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I kind of
want. Yeah, I don't. Well, you can tell, but I'd rather just be raw on it.
Okay, well, this has been...
Up the glory.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I'm definitely getting a DNA.
Right, this has been... I don't even have to look anything now, because no cameras are on.
Oh, yeah, that one.
This has been the first, possibly the last, episode of...
possibly not even the first.
When I'm pushing daisies up, I'd actually like to say this is the best... time of my life because I'm with my two boys.
Kill it.
Yeah.
I feel weird calling it just a tight identity podcast.
I know it's a
tight. I
don't want my name.
Why don't you ask him to come up with
names?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to do at the start.
Come up with names.
If this
and
first
if anyone
one
comes up with Jesus, I'm going to kill you.
Thanks for just listening, not watching. Is on. Whether you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, we plan. Hopefully, you enjoyed it.
Pornhub.
Yeah, possibly. Or would it go under?
Old man shows Gary Neville.
Up the glory. What's he called? That's a glory!
Comment whether you wanted to be called out the glory or something else. The top class.
Identity of the glory.
Okay, you comment what you want. We're wrapping up. Thanks. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.